This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox is perhaps best known for rebuilding that city after a devastating tornado in 2011. Now, he wants to be governor. In the coming weeks, we'll hear from gubernatorial candidates as we look toward the June 5th primary. For Maddox, one thing he's pushing for is an education lottery. The Democrat isn't the first. When former Republican Governor Robert Bentley proposed one 2 years ago, lawmakers overwhelmingly opposed it. Maddox tells WBHM's Gigi Duban why he thinks this time may be different.
Well, I think the difference between what Governor Bentley pushed and what we will be advocating for is that some of those proceeds would go into the general fund. Our Alabama Education Lottery anticipates $300 million worth of revenue, and that $300 million will be divided in four ways. First, for a college scholarship program, very similar to what you see in Tennessee and Georgia. Universal pre-K, something that in Tuscaloosa we've been advocating for and working on since 2005. The second or the third and fourth things to me I'm really excited about because they're different, something we don't do today. One is the community innovation program. We want to provide wraparound health and mental health services in our struggling schools throughout Alabama because many of the academic deficits that we find are actually coming out through bad health care outcomes or bad mental health care outcomes. And the last thing we want to do is make up the gaps in rural funding. In Alabama, you have many places where 42% of Alabama's public education students are in rural schools. Yet a mill rate in Marengo County is much different than a mill rate in Mountain Brook. And yet they're held to the same standards, but their reimbursements back from that local match are vastly different. We need to bridge those gaps. As long as the state is constitutionally responsible for education, it shouldn't matter where you're born in the state, whether it's inner city Birmingham, Mountain Brook, Mobile, or Marengo County, you deserve a quality education.
Let's talk for a minute about health care. You recently announced a plan in which you vowed to try to immediately expand Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And it would open up eligibility to something like 300,000 of the state's poorest residents. So right now we're seeing more state lawmakers who are Republicans in other states back Medicaid expansion in their states. Do you think the time is just right for this?
Absolutely. Well, at 331,000, mostly working Alabamians would have an opportunity for health care. Now, since we haven't taken this step in Alabama, we've had six rural hospitals close. Two more announced their closure, including one in the governor's hometown in Camden. Then we've had two other communities raise taxes just to keep their local hospitals open. And the failure to do so has meant a $1.8 billion economic annual loss and 30,000 new jobs that we didn't capture. We don't even begin to calculate what it's done for healthcare outcomes across the state. Look at here in Birmingham, $144 million in charitable care last year at UAB alone.
That's care that the hospital provided for people who weren't able to pay.
That's correct. And so the expansion of Medicaid would have saved UAB tens of millions of dollars. Just imagine what UAB could have done with that in the research sciences and other things that could have certainly not only helped the economy here in Birmingham, but help healthcare research overall. We cannot withstand this anymore. According to the Alabama Hospital Association, three quarters of Alabama's hospitals are operating in deficits. The failure to expand Medicaid was a politically motivated decision that may be one of the worst policy decisions in decades.
I want to switch gears for a second. You were the mayor of Tuscaloosa when a powerful tornado ripped through the city back in April 2011. What lessons did you learn from that time?
Well, I learned that in Alabama, we can do anything, and we're amazing people. And despite sometimes the petty things that separate us, like our political parties, race, religion, sexual orientation, when we're faced with a challenge, we have this unique image to be, or this unique ability to be the images of God and come together. Our state's in crisis. I mean, healthcare, education, roads, bridges, mental health, corrections, all those functions of state government are in crisis. And this is a moment where we have to come together. We have to put aside our partisan divides and begin addressing these issues. We have to leave the next generation a better Alabama than the one we've inherited. If we do not change leadership, we are going to continue to get worse. And the people of Alabama deserve better from their leaders.
Is there anything, thinking back on that time, in the weeks, months after that tornado hit, is there anything that you would have done differently?
Oh, there's a lot of things that you would done differently, that I would have done differently, because unfortunately, no matter, and we were one of the most well-prepared cities, I believe, in the United States, that there's a host of different things that you would have done differently including understanding what happens when you lose 17% of your police assets, your fire station, your comms, 85% of your heavy equipment. We had always assumed that when you would respond to a disaster, you'd have all your assets in play. But that's why I work with amazing public heroes every day. The 1,400 employees and 100,000 citizens of Tuscaloosa are just simply amazing. And certainly the success that we've had was a reflection of their heroic efforts.
That's Democratic gubernatorial candidate Walt Maddox speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. Later today, you can hear Maddox's views on more issues and the full interview at our website, WBHM.org.